Good morning. It's wonderful to be here again with you on this bright, sunshiny May day. I want to thank Reverend Kristen for having me here again to talk with you about a most important subject. But I want to introduce you to my friend Jacques. What's that? Oh, yes, you like your shoes. Yes, he's very proud of his shoes. And that's a new outfit and hat. Yes, it surely helps you fit in with this crowd because this crowd really appreciates creative self-expression. So what we're going to talk about today are dilemmas, dramas, and hope. And Jacques here is going to help me out along the way. There are many choices we make each day. For example, after church today, we have permission to don our black robes and get on our broomsticks and ride around today because it's Harry Potter Day, if you didn't know. So we have a chance to celebrate Harry Potter Day today, however you think is appropriate for you. There's also World Tuna Day today. I bet you didn't know about that, right? Save the tuna. I like tuna. Sustainably caught, of course. Some of you may remember the old album cover. You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. Jeopardy question. If you remember the name of that old band and can text me in the next 30 seconds, you'll win a prize. Very good. It's also World Laughter Day today. It was started in India about 10 years ago, and I've always appreciated their sense of humor. And today is the day where you can tell your best jokes. Well, that includes you, Don. We are all emotionally driven, simply. Our ego wants us to say that we're thinking beings with emotions. And that's simply not the case. We are emotional beings that think rationally once in a while. Our rational mind is carried by our emotional elephant. Jacques here is going to help me out. He wants to go look over here at the kittens and the bunnies, but his elephant wants to pay more attention to the monkeys and the squirrel combo on the other side. Of course, God and spirit is through all and everything. Our emotional elephant is in charge. Emotion is the cause of our impulsiveness, our anxieties, our phobias, who we vote for, and what we watch on TV. This is also where our hurts and our secrets lie. When my Wonder Woman wife says to me, "I'm going to visit my mother this weekend. Would you like to go?" Well, I recoil inside. My elephant gets all excited and starts bumping around. It gets the monkeys all excited in my mind. They start jumping from branch to branch. "No, no, don't answer that question. It's a loaded question. It's a dangerous question." But if I'm willing to hesitate for a moment, just for a moment, and take a breath and listen to my heart, "Sure, hon, I'd be happy to go see your mother with you." A decision has been made, right? The decision to align with my core value to be of support in my relationship. It calms the elephant, and it calms the monkey minds. We live our lives through metaphors and sensitivities to drama, drama, drama. Our brain is programmed constantly to look for dangers and potential dangers out there in the weeds. That has the most interest to us. Of course, our advertisers and our news people know all about this. And last year, the news networks dished the bad news at us from every corner and every angle at every single minute. A New York Times survey stated that we are 300% more likely to pay attention to bad or disgusting or disturbing news than the positive news. I, for one, have been very, very happy that we have taken a great collective respite over the last 4 months from that 2020 negative news craziness. It's been like a vacation comparatively. With positive news of the COVID infections going down, the restrictions being eliminated, we can go out and play more now. We can also have some church next Sunday. It's all very exciting and very positive. So we need to focus on that. The news people have had to work really very hard to keep us interested lately. Our rational mind is carried by our emotions, as illustrated here. On the other side of the coin, we cannot make any simple decisions without emotional input. So our inner elephant, Josh's going to help us with another slide here, Our inner elephant is located in the region of our three lowest energy centers or chakras. This is where the stress and emotional pain are kept. When our elephant is upset or threatened, at the slightest hint, it comes up and it clamps our fourth chakra, our heart space, where love and compassion and empathy reside. And then it rouses all the wild monkeys in our minds, the distraction stories, the smoke screens, the blaming, to prevent you from answering a really very simple rational question. Chocolate or vanilla? When we go make those daily buying decisions, do we take out a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle and write our pros on the left side and our cons on the right side and check out and see what happens at the bottom? No, we don't like doing the math. We want what we want and we want it now. Doesn't that remind you of the little girl in the original movie, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory? She was very impulsive, and she ate something, of course, that she wasn't supposed to. Well, she ends up turning into a giant blueberry dessert. The Oompa Loompas had to come out and roll her out of the room. Now, thanks to Amazon these days, that instant gratification is now very common, of course. The satisfaction of our emotional elephants is being fulfilled almost immediately, without the danger of turning into a giant blueberry dessert. I mean, it's great. We no longer have to go out and hunt down and find what we need. It comes right to us. Do you ever eat foods or drinks out of emotional need? I know I do. I do that a lot. Not because I'm hungry, right? But when I'm in anxious feeling about a work project, sometimes I have to get through a bowl of Captain Crunch and a vodka martini to get me through it. Shaken, not stirred, of course. That settles my worries right down. Or I might get some Lucky Charms and throw some of those marshmallow moons and things on for good measure on top. Anything to get those monkeys quieted down. Of course, it wasn't always like that. When I was younger, I didn't have the vodka martinis. In reality these days, it's about low sugar protein bars and yogurt, always working to overcome my emotional tendencies. But of course, the big influence is who you're around, right? My wife, Diane, has been a disciplined vegetarian for the last 10 years. So it's been a great example. So I have no excuse to whine about my snacks, none. But at the same time, you know, what kind of pizza am I craving in this particular moment? What color car do I want to buy? It begs the question, do we always feed our elephant? The answer is, yes, we do. Is there hope for us mere mortals to know the truth in overcoming all the craving and drama? Yes, there is. But it takes practice. Like how to get to Carnegie Hall, right? Practice, practice, practice. So how can we calm our inner emotional animal menagerie without consuming mass quantities of whatever's near us? The most beneficial action that provides help for dilemmas, dramas, and anxieties is instead give attention to our deep connection to God, our mighty spirit that gives us life and love unlimited at all times. Where we go, our focus is, right? What controls our attention controls our life. So who has the controls? In order to move our emotion in the right direction for our good, we have to finesse and cajole and guide our elephant where to go. Spending a bit of time each day opening up to God and connecting almost never goes on our to-do list or into our news feeds, right? Asking yourself important questions is key. Like, what time am I going to meditate today? Is that question on our calendar? Now, here at Unity of Walnut Creek, there is a community that gathers at noon each weekday to do just that, and I encourage you to join them. Or what can I pray about for my heart space? This is important, because when we are free from our own personal conflicts, and we can pray more clearly, and with peace and joy in our hearts to be a greater blessing in the world. When our rational mind and our inner elephant are aligned and connected together with a focused point of meaningful action, it becomes a force, a passion that creates healing, that moves mountains, that moves communities. We align our rational mind with our emotional mind through hope. The hope of God's action in our lives is key. The hope to have our own deep needs fulfilled. So what hope has the greatest, deepest meaning for you? What is your greatest, deepest hope in your life? For me, it started with losing most of my family as a teenager and being lost and nowhere to go, no direction or support. So later in my life, I wanted to find ways to help others, healing from the pain of loss. Every great story needs conflict and drama to inspire hope. And that's what we always look for. Hope for a greater future. What about your story? Is your story moving from drama to a brighter hope in this moment? We must ask ourselves, is my story moving from drama to a brighter hope? Hope starts with calming the body and the mind and opening our heart space. Jacques is going to help us with that as well. Listening for the true answers we seek from the universal spirit for what actually is right for each of us. Jacques looking pretty happy. When we do calm and allow our elephant to graze and be free to wander, allowing our entertaining monkeys to play by themselves, noticing that our nervous system is neither attached to our past or attached to our future for just a few minutes, then the truth comes through for each of us. Who to be, where to be, how to be. I appreciate the Unity founders, Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, to be bright and bright examples of what it takes to open the heart to spirit, allowing the blessing energies to breathe through our heart space, to breathe that in, to know that infinite spirit moves through us all the time, to provide for us better health, better breath, better communication, and more delightful way to be in the world. As we put into practice the Unity tools and prayers, our inner elephant is not so excitable. It doesn't need so much drama. The monkeys will be playing around always, but the screaming will turn into laughter. The overall feeling will be of more joy and peace as we disconnect from the constant flow of negativity. And the negativity is always working to stimulate our elephant. We don't have to buy into it. So what do we do to help us get focused on God? First of all, we must give up on what we can't control. Those things we give permission to that holds us down and holds us back and makes our elephant bigger and bigger. For example, letting go of the past. Look forward instead. Choices and actions of our loved ones. Sometimes they do crazy things. We have to let that go. Not my monkey, not my circus, right? Negative stories. Find positive stories. Stay out of this situation room. It's a bad room. Stop looking for hope in other people who think they know. Whoever they are, they don't know what's right for you. That's between you and God. Give it a chance. Always give calm, focused attention to what we can control. For instance, calming the mind and body and centering on our heart space. It's always open for you. Our reactions, we do not have to react to all the monkeys and all the made-up stories. We just don't. Focus on that which is life-affirming and be optimistic. Look for funny and humorous entertainment. Ride your broomstick today. It'll be great. Make your actions and beliefs burn for positive outcomes in your story. Find your own hope with God. And use positive affirmations all the time, not just on Sundays. I encourage you to take your elephant on a picnic, like Jacques here. Open up to God and ask God, what do I give up now to live a better life? Clearing our emotional tendencies gives each of us hope for a better world within. And that's where it starts. Start right now. Get some times on your busy calendar to practice listening for that still, small voice. After Jeopardy, of course, trust yourself to open up. All the strength you seek, you'll find inside. Rise above the monkeys in your mind that make you blind to who you really are and what you know about yourself really. I'd like to leave you with an affirmation today to carry it with us, right? As I open my heart, I see a new world, and it begins with me, because there is only one presence and one power active in my life and in your life, the all-loving goodness of God. Blessings and peace. Have a great day.